Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 After. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend back on the show, Governor Pete DuPont. Governor DuPont is a great American, ladies and gentlemen. He's former congressman from the great state of Delaware, former governor of that state, former presidential candidate. He was he ran for president on the Republican side of the aisle, and he's currently the chairman of the National Center for Policy Analysis, and I'm also very happy to say he's currently our friend, Governor Pete DuPont. Welcome back to the show.
Well, Jim, it's good to be with you again. I listened to the guy on just a few minutes ago, and he was very smart. You were very smart, so I'm lucky to be here.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, his theme is just be honest. We need to sell it. We need to take his books and give every member of all the folks inside the Beltway a copy of his books and let them read them. We need a little more of that. But, Governor, one of the things I want to talk about this segment is something that's in the news, even as we speak, and that is what's being called the official end of the Iraq War. The American flag is being pulled down from in Iraq, right, in Baghdad, even basically right now, and the last troops are coming out of Iraq. And it's been 8.5 years. What do you think about that situation?
Well, it is going to happen about a week from now, I think, in the end. I think it has helped Iraq. And if we hadn't been there, I think it would have been much, much worse off than it is today. What you don't quite know, of course, is whether the people in Iraq have really decided that they'd like to take care of their government and get things done, or whether some of the bad-thinking people are going to take control of the government, as we've seen in some of the other places in that area of the world.
Governor, when at the end of the movie the Saving Private Ryan, Tom Hanks' character, after all the people who had died trying to save this one private and get him home, and he was saved, and he did get home in the movie, but Tom Hanks grabbed Private Ryan by the collar and said, "Earn this." And that's what I want to say to the Iraqis. After all the treasure and loss of our human treasure over there on so many levels, I want to grab the Iraqis by the lapel and pull them close and say, "Earn this." What do you think?
Well, that makes some sense because we've done a lot of work for them for quite a few years. We've had a lot of casualties of American soldiers, and it's been a huge help to the people of Iraq. If we hadn't gone there, I think they'd have been a very different government and a very different country now. But they've got a big challenge coming. I think we're doing the right thing, but I don't know how it's going to come out.
I was critical of the Bush administration for not keeping the Iranians and the Syrians out of Iraq. Many of our men and women were killed or maimed by IEDs created and distributed by those two countries. We didn't guard those borders like we should have. I'm now critical of the Obama administration, because I think they've allowed Iran to have more influence in Iraq's future than they should have. El Sadr, that murderer of Americans, the cleric El Sadr is back involved in the government in Iraq. I just think that's horrible. That's reprehensible that man would be back, and that's because of the Iranian influence, Governor. And I'm upset about that.
Well, that's a good thing to be upset about, because if people like him are there and in charge of things, I don't think Iraq will turn out to be the free country we hope it's going to be, and it won't have an elected government, people won't have a chance to make all the decisions other than just inside the government decision. So we'll see what's going to happen, but we've been there a long, long time, 8.5 years.
Well, Governor, Iraq, we have a lot invested in Iraq. We can't help Iraq lead from behind. We can't use the lead from behind strategy, in my opinion. And folks, this is something that's going to be, in my opinion, this is going to be part of the debate coming up over the next year. What is our foreign policy going to be with regard to these fledgling democracies around the world as a result of the Arab Spring? What's going to be our role in all of that? And I think we should take, in my opinion, a more aggressive role, not leading from behind. 20 till, right back with Governor Pete DuPont. We're going to talk about the GOP candidates. How are they stacking up? What's it looking like coming up right after these messages? 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.